Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you when you think you're about to give up gas. Just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well, for in due season you're gonna reap. Yeah, say be not.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners, and thank you for
good
calling.
Good morning. My name is Gray Bunn, and I am 11 years old. You're listening to Free on the Inside, my papa, Diggy Joe Lewis.
Hello, welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Brother Joel Lewis, and you are listening to the best internet program around. We are based here in Dallas, Texas, but our program goes around the world. Now, we have a guest on the line here, and I'm very excited about this young man. He's a doctor, and we're going to talk about some health issues today. But before we do bring him on, we'd like to tell you the call-in number to this program is 310-982.
Hello? Hello, thank you all for calling Blog Talk. We're on live. Hello, can you all hear me? Hello? Hold on just one second. Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for calling Blog Talk. Well, we're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. where I am your host, Miss Woody. We have a few rules here on Street Talk. We ask that you all do not use profanity. We also ask that you respect each caller, and we ask that you put your phones on mute so that we won't hear any background noises. On tonight, we will be speaking about a topic that we came up with on Tuesday, a friend as well as myself, Peaches. Hello, Peaches. Say hello to the caller.
Hi, callers. How you doing? I'm Peaches.
Okay. And our topic on tonight is, remember we were talking about why come we can't be friends with our spouses or our significant others on the social media sites? I find it very interesting that you can be in a relationship with someone and you can't be friends with them online. I find that that's kind of difficult when you're in a relationship with someone. People are finding it difficult to be in relationships with someone and be friends with them on social sites. So I have a few callers online. How are you all on tonight?
Good.
Good. Okay.
Hello.
I have a call. Hello, how are you all on tonight?
I'm fine.
Great.
Okay. I find
you
it
hear
very.
Me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, I find it very interesting that people can't be friends with their spouses online, and we had a little. I want to say a debate. We had a little debate online the other day where we were speaking to people and we were trying to figure out why is it so hard for you to be friends with your spouses online in today's world. Do anybody have a comment on that?
I don't know. I guess it depends on the type of relationship you have and your maturity level, you know, because me and my husband are Facebook friends, and we've never, you know, had a problem. But then it's the jealousy is jealous women, and they don't like for other people to like your pictures. And, you know, I think it's petty, you know.
Okay.
I agree.
Who am I speaking with?
It's Claudia.
Hey, Claudia. How are you on tonight?
I'm doing fine.
And okay, you said that you agree?
Yes, I do agree with that. I think that is very petty that you can't be friends on Facebook or any other way on either social media. I think that it's all about a trust statement and your maturity level, like she said. Because if you I feel like you have something to hide if you're worried about stuff like that. And
exactly.
If you ain't got nothing to hide and you're in a relationship, and y'all, you know, you trust one another, it should be nothing for y'all to be friends in public. Because that's public.
That's right.
That's what I was going to say. It's a trust. You got to, I feel like it's a trust thing, too. That's what I was going to say. Because a lot of times, like she said the same thing that I was going to say from the beginning, that, you know, the maturity level, and it's because, you know, some women, the first thing they do, they see, you know, it might not say nothing to you on Facebook, but later on at night, you and your spouse are into it behind something somebody said to you on Facebook or something even the men, some of them might not like what it's been, it's kind of both ways. But more
What about my caller at 7380? What do you feel like, how do you feel about being friends on social media sites?
I don't go on social media site. I don't know how that goes. So.
Okay. So you don't.
I just call to listen in.
Oh, okay. Thank you for calling, Street Talk. I have a few callers on tonight, and I have Claudette. I have Peaches. I have my caller at 9605. Hello, caller. Who is that at 9605?
That is?
When I say 9605, I'm calling out your last four digits of your phone number. So could you say hello on tonight?
Okay, yeah, that's me. That's about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the other person is me, Trishonda.
Oh, okay, that's 8296.
Yeah,
Okay. I'm glad that y'all are on with me on tonight. And y'all were saying that it becomes a you said that y'all are agreeing that it takes a mature person to be friends with your spouse on social media. That's what we've all agreed on.
Some trust. Right. And the main thing, you got to trust.
So have you all ever encountered a situation to where, I know you all said that you all are friends with your spouses on the social media sites. Have y'all encountered any issues to where someone has said something on the media site? Have y'all ever experienced anything where another person has said something that you don't like on your spouse's page or your page that your spouse has spoken with you about? If so, could you all share? Can I start with Trishonda? Go ahead and start. Have you had any encounters?
Well, I haven't, had a encounter like that, but I know the only way that I would, have anything to say about what goes on his page is, if someone's saying something disrespectful to him, but other than that, no. I mean, you call him handsome. Yeah, I think so, too. Just you like his picture. I like it, too. What I'm saying? It's just, like I say, it's a maturity thing. It's not she said she liking his picture, so that means she want my man, and, I'm going to do that. It's petty.
Okay. Have you had any encounters, Claudette?
Yeah.
I can't say that I have had any, and I have been friends with, I'm single right now, but I have been friends with my ex on Facebook, we both of us really wasn't on it like that, but it wasn't, we didn't have no problems like that. No, I didn't have no problems with nothing.
Okay. What about you, Peaches?
But if you know, and that's about posting your whole life on website too. Like people post almost everything they mm-hmm. every move they make, and then say,
yeah.
"Stay out of my business." You know what I'm saying? It all depends on how into it you into their website. I mean, I mess with Facebook, but I really just post pictures for, you know, special events that doesn't happen or, you know, or if I'm watching the game or something, you know, I'm on there like that. But other than that, I just don't really just be on there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and dudes are going to flirt and women are going to flirt. You know, if as long
mm-hmm.
as I'm on a post where a girl trying to talk to him and he flirting back with her, we good.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
You like your man. Of course, other women are going to think your man is attractive too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You probably was attractive.
You don't want nobody, don't nobody want.
Right? Right on.
I just let me know I got a space. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah.
Got to keep her. See?
Yeah.
Well, actually, LaShawn, my husband is here. He was listening in on the call. He wanted to make a statement too.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, hold on.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I think a big part of it, like you're saying, is what you post and how you represent yourself for one.
Uh-huh.
And the problem that with some you know why some people don't be friends with their mates or whatever on those type of sites because they try to represent themselves as a single person anyway. So that's why they don't want to be friends or even if they say they're married on their page, they want to make sure that their mate doesn't have access to see what other comments, what they liking and stuff like that. So that's, you know, like I said, that's like all y'all was saying, that's a thing of trust and you know, and just, you know, how you are within your relationship and within yourself. You got to represent yourself and your family, you know. If, you know, that's who you're representing when you're on there. So if it's things that you are trying to hide, yeah, you ain't going to want your mate to be friends with you on there, you know, and stuff like that. So that's a big part of it is, because people don't want their mates to be friends with them on social sites because they got other stuff going on.
Like
I have nothing to hide. I don't post, you know, anything that I don't want, you know, anybody because with my pastor and church members and all that type of stuff. So if I post some, putting myself in a bad light, all of them see that.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. So the social media sites, it's kind of a hot topic because I find it that a lot of people will go on the social media sites and they will be upset, you know, because of some of the things that they post and other people comment on it. And I'm finding it that people actually get into fights and confrontations and things of that nature behind those kind of things. And I'm thinking that you shouldn't get into a confrontation over something that you yourself posted. You know, I've had encounters with some people actually getting into physical altercations in the real world because of something that they posted on Facebook. And I feel that if you posted it on Facebook, then or Twitter, you know, you shouldn't be ashamed of it. You know, that's for the public's eye. And at that point, you know that the whole world is going to see it. Like you said, pastors and, I mean, the people that you work with and things of that nature are also, you know, viewing these things. And at that point, you know, I don't feel like a person should be upset and try to fight or argue about it because, I mean, hey, you didn't already post it. I mean, the whole world is to see it. That's what it's for. It's called a social site, you know. It's a social site, you know, point blank, period. So yeah, I agree with y'all. If you're going to have a mate, I feel like it shouldn't be a problem to share, you know, share thoughts and things of that nature. And if another, you know, that a person, of course, is going to like your mate's pictures and stuff like that. So yeah, maturity and things of that nature do come when it comes to you know actually being friends with your mate. But I find it that a lot of people, like y'all said before, I find it that a lot of people are not allowing their spouses or the people that they're dating to even just go on their sites. And, I mean, do y'all share passwords?
I set up my wife's Facebook page anyway, so I made her Facebook page because she wasn't on it at first, and I was like, let me set you up one, you know. So I know her password. She can get into mine whenever she wants because she uses my phone a lot. And on my phone, you can go straight to my Facebook account. You don't have to log in or nothing. So it's no jealousy between us. I have nothing to hide, and, you know, so that's just, like I say, when people trying to hide stuff, yeah, they don't want people to get access to their page. And a lot of these employees and stuff, they check people's Facebook pages and stuff like that before they even hire you. So certain things they see, you know, if they see drugs and all that type of stuff, you ain't finna get hired, or all kind of crazy, you know, messages and stuff, or all that beefing and stuff. Them places ain't gonna hire you. They see all that stuff on your page. So you gotta represent yourself, you know. With
so
dignity.
You say you have to stand out and actually be truthful on those pages to yourself, and know what you're putting on there is for the public eye, and that everyone is open to see it as long as it's not locked out. That's what you're saying, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and that's the thing. Some people, you know, they'll put blocks where, you know, people can't access it. That's not their friends, but, you know, still, they can, it, you know, like I say, that's just depending on what type of stuff you're putting on. You know, if you a part of, like, it, 'cause it's social networking is really what the whole thing was kind of set up for. It's for social networking. So people get on there for all type of stuff, for business reasons, to promote their businesses, to promote, you know, to encourage people. Like, I have a separate page that I made called God Family, and I just try to do inspirational quotes, Bible verses, you know. I put put videos of random acts of kindness and stuff like that, because that's my whole point, is we here to be one family under God anyway. So, you know, it's like I say, if that the use of the social media is really, it started as social networking, and people use it to network and connect with people and stuff like that, but now it's just a mess, really, especially for a lot of the younger people that are on it, because they just get on there posting any kind of stuff. I've seen where it's been nude videos on Facebook, and I'm like, how did that get on there? I mean, totally nude. You know, it's a lot of different, you know, sites, but Facebook is really, like, getting out of control as far as from how it first started. When it first started, it was a connection for people to connect with their families that they haven't seen in a while, to connect with classmates and friends that you haven't seen in a while. Now it's just a messy site for the most part. So the only time I go on there is to, you know, to post a verse or inspiration note. I might look through, you know, scroll through some of the feeds and say, like, some of my friends and say happy birthday to some of my friends. But besides that, I don't really, you know, network. You know, I don't do a lot of, like, some people go on there browsing pictures and stuff and trying to add friends like that, because they on there for a totally different reason, the networking. They on there to flirt and find dates and stuff. Go to a dating site. You know, it's dating site that you can use that type of stuff. But Facebook then turned into everything, to a dating site, to networking site, to just porn, to, yeah, it's everything now. So that's why some people hide their passwords or block their spouses from getting on their page, because there's so much stuff going on. And if they not being real with their self and being honest with their mate, and they got stuff to hide, that's why they do all of that stuff, which, you know, that's they're not committed to their spouse anyway if they can't share everything with them. So what's the use in being with them?
Yeah, I agree. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I have a colleague that was wanting to speak. Go ahead.
I said, and like he was saying, it's all about how you present yourself too. Because I won't let people something. I won't accept everybody's friend request. Like I had a young girl trying to be my friend on Facebook just because she worked at my job, and I told her when she sent me a friend request, I called her and I told her, look, you know I'm not about to be your friend. The stuff y'all do on Facebook, my aunt. And stuff is like my friends on Facebook. Like, it's just certain stuff that I just don't want to be, you know, want to have on my page. Or I want to see in my news feed all the time. So, it's all about how you do it. But it can be done. And it, as you can see, they doing it.
Yes, they are. Well, I have a couple of new callers online. We're online. We're speaking. We're on Street Talk tonight, talking about being friends with your mates on the social media, and we're all in agreement that pretty much it comes with trust and respect and maturity in order to be your mate's friend. And we're talking a little bit more about what's all on Facebook and how. Your bosses and some of the church people and everything, we're making sure that everybody knows that these sites are seen by everybody. So you have to be careful what you post and things of that nature. I have a few new callers. I'm trying to unmute your phones so that you can talk. So you can share as well. But you all can go ahead with the conversation while I'm doing that.
Oh, I was going to say, a lot of times, you know, I mean, you trust your mate and all that, but now that don't even make sense. But then, what I'm trying to say is, like, some people are so messy, you know, it might, like she say, she don't want that little girl on her page. It could be something, I mean, you know, you put so much on there. Some people put so much on there about stuff, so, you know, females so messy sometimes. It don't even have to be true. They could just go look at your background or whatever and say, or what you posted and tell, like, well, me and so-and-so was at so-and-so, you know, this place, and, you know, get a lot of stuff started if you allow that. But it have to be, you know, like you said, it all boils down to the trust part. And you know, well, I know my man gonna be here, so I'm not even trying to hear that. But it's a lot of time. That's a lot of stuff gets started, because I've seen somebody just totally, I mean, it's something on my page. It don't have nothing to do with me, but it's totally, I mean, to where she's telling her about her man this, and I'm, you know, just crazy stuff. And I don't even know if the girl even know the guy. It's just, you know, and then he get on. I mean, it's crazy. It all boils down to the trust thing. But you and your mate into it behind something somebody said, but that's because you posted all your business on there, everywhere you been or where he been, and, you know, and you give them room to do that.
It's like you're giving them the leeway to actually carry on in your life, and then you're getting
not
upset
knowing.
About it.
Damn.
Yeah.
I agree with you totally on that. You're giving them basically the you know, the heads up on your life, and you can't get mad about it because at this point it's already shared.
You put
it's
that out there. Yeah, you put all that, you know, all your background, everything. Yeah.
I agree with you on that. And another thing that I wanted to kind of touch on, when he spoke and he said the things, well, when you spoke, Peaches, and you said about what was it? I done forgot. I totally forgot Street Talk. I apologize. It was something. It was something when y'all touched on the facts that once it's on there, you know, even if you delete it, you know, once you done put it on there, even if you delete it, somebody else done already seen it, you know. So you have to be careful what you post and when you post it.
And not only that, even if you erase it, that everybody that commented on that status has that somewhere in their, you know what I'm saying? So you can't, everything leaves a fingerprint. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everything put out there, it's out there, and it's there.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I can go in and Google myself and see posts that I put on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy, but it's true. You can. And people don't look at it like that, especially our youth, you know, because they're on there posting naked pictures. And, I mean, to be honest with you, I've seen some stuff on Facebook where I've seen sexual acts going on Facebook, like the whole video, you know. And it's like, are you serious? Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
And our kids are seeing this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering why, you know, our kids have the mentality that they have, because look at what's going on. They seeing stuff that we didn't see when we were younger. You know what I'm saying? And there's so many different social networks. Like my daughter, she was 11 at the time. And she had came over to my house, and she left, and it just so happened that she left her little kick site up. You know, mind you, I didn't even know that she had this site. You know, you won't know unless they tell you, you know what I'm saying, really? Mm-hmm. So unless, you know, she's friends with somebody who I'm friends with. But I go through her messages, and I see just, like, some ridiculous stuff. Like, these guys are calling her B's and H's and, you know, just pick her little homegirls at school. They got pictures with their breasts all out. I mean, it's really ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying, because at some point, people have to realize that the things that they're putting on, I mean, the things that they're putting on the social sites, I mean, everybody is looking at it. I mean, no matter whether it's your breast out, I don't care what it is that they're putting on there, they're getting out of hand with it. And, you know, you have to know that people are seeing it. I mean, they're not realizing that it's like
it's
a part of solicitation. Yeah, you're soliciting. Don't even know it. Yeah.
Exactly. It's people who it's perverted people who troll Facebook. You know what I'm saying? These kids ain't got the sense God gave them. You know what I'm saying? Because look at our environment nowadays. You know, they don't know that that's not a 13-year-old texting them or sending them messages on Facebook. You know, you can create sites, you know, profiles that's not even you.
You know, and they
messages back and forth with a 50-year-old pervert thinking that it's a 13-year-old kid, you know?
You're right. You are so right, because
the thing is, I can't. I hate to be like, well, Serenity, you can't. You know, you can't do it. You can't have no social networks and nothing, because the days we're living in, it's a digital world now. You know, so the internet is very prevalent in our lives now. You know, but I can't shield her from everything that's out there. So the only thing I can do is to let her know. You know, I can protect her as much as I can, but I just have to let her know that it is dangerous stuff out here. It's not just a game. You know, you think it's just a game, you're kicking it with your friend. No, it's not, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're so right. I don't think that they're, you know, they're really taking it serious that when you're on these social sites, that I don't think that they're really realizing that it's like in real life it's not, how can I put it, that it's not a secret, like it's not closed. It's not closed. I don't care how far you try to block different things out. You can still Google it. It still can be found. And I mean, people don't realize things
are going down. That's just world.
Yeah, that's writing
it's
something on
the
internet.
Right away across the world. You know, on the other side of the world. Facebook is everywhere. These fights are everywhere now. You know, this is not only nationwide, it's everywhere. So people seeing what you got going on that, you know, you don't even know. But they know all this stuff about you, but you don't know them.
Don't know them at all. I ain't never seen them. Probably
and then
ain't
they get messed up and they posting, oh, well, I'm finna go out of town, or, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. You letting these people know where you at. I mean, I've seen posts where people be, like, driving down the street. You know, we'll be like, really? I'm just now walking in my house, walking down the hall. What am I gonna eat today? What are you doing? Is that what your life consists of? Really?
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, I'm gonna eat greens and chicken. Here on my plate.
It's crazy because I think that is seriously crazy. I not like people that post like that. I do not like people. That is crazy.
What do you mean? You don't like people that seems like, what baby pudding? What are you talking about? I'm sorry.
Like, who's up? When they post stuff like that, like, they just up at night, who's up? Hit me up. I need to talk. Oh, God. You have nothing else to do? Nothing at all.
I'll post stuff and say, who's up?
But, okay. Late at night, who's up? Or early in the morning, who's up?
Yeah.
Like, don't nobody sleep around here?
Especially
that serious where you up like that. I'm
a new caller at 68. How are you on tonight?
Hello.
What's up, Reddy?
Hey, we're online. We're speaking on Street Talk tonight. We done got a little heated. We have some callers that's talking. We're talking about the social media sites and the things that's going on in our lives, and you know, being able to share, being able to be friends with our mates and stuff when we're on social media sites. And we got into some of the posts, and we got into more deeper, you know. I apologize that you're just not calling because you missed 30 minutes so far, and we're deeper and we're disagreeing with some of the things that people are saying, like who's up, you know, stuff like that irritates some of the people, some of our callers on Street Talk, and posts, you know, of the girls and the younger girls and they're naked, you know, half naked, that's irritating, and just some of the things that's going on in the world. Do you have anything that you would like to say about it?
Well, yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? When you look at a lot of stuff that's going on, these kids, they don't really be paying attention. You don't know, like they were saying a while ago, I ain't going to lie to you. I've been on and off. I had clicked in a while ago, but I had to get off the phone. But I really hate it because a lot of these little girls, they get exposed to stuff. You know what I'm saying? The little dudes doing stuff too that's out of control. Like you said, everybody's seeing this stuff, and, you know, ain't nobody thinking, you know what I'm saying? And then when something irrational happened, then, you know, they want to take it and put it there, too. A lot of people, a lot of business, like, it should be like your blood back in the day. What happens in this house, stay in this house. But, you know,
that's
you
right.
Got the same view.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't put what's going on in your house, or, you know what I'm saying, like they all saying, who going out of town. I wouldn't, ain't no way. You invited a thief to your crib, you know, it's all kinds of people doing everything.
Yep, most people not paying attention that when once you put that you're going, like when you're leaving and stuff like that, and like when you're putting that you're outside and, you know, you go to the club and stuff like that, you have people that's actually sitting inside your house. I mean, sitting inside their house waiting for you to leave so that they can come inside your house and take everything you got. And you have people that's sitting up taking the pictures and stuff with the guns and the weed and all that stuff, and they're not paying attention that, hey, you might be on probation or anything, and your probation officer looking at it, the police looking at it. These are social media sites, and, I mean, everybody's looking at it. And what I was speaking about, our major topic tonight was, how do you feel like since you've been on, you're just new to the line, so I'm trying to see, what do you feel about having your spouse or your mate be friends with you on a social media site?
6808. How do you feel about your spouse? How do you feel about your spouse being your friend on the media sites, on the social sites?
Well, you know, it's when I first joined Facebook, I joined Facebook right after I got released from prison, and it was like I was really just trying to catch up on what everybody been up to, you know, because I know I couldn't talk to everybody at once. But then I heard that there was a website called Facebook, because I didn't know nothing about no Facebook before I went in. So when I got out, and I just started looking through, and, you know, I started looking at everybody I went to school with, you know, old family members and stuff, you know, a couple of fights around with back in the day. But it's like, yeah, I started getting friend requests left and right, meeting all these new people, you know. And my girl, she was my friend. She was my first friend on Facebook. But then I seen that, you know, the more people that see I got a girl, the more, you know, it's just like being married. As soon as you get married, you know, well, I'm going to keep it appropriate. Your attraction rate goes up on both sides. So then, like, posting your status, I'm engaged, I'm married, or this, or that, or this, and that. It seems like that made people more eager just to try to, you know, I don't know, sabotage what you got. Or I post pictures of me, my kids, and my family on Facebook. That's what I do. Now, I don't really just post, you know, I ain't never posted a picture of a gun. I ain't never posted a picture of no money or doing nothing like that. And then I say it's so dangerous these days because, you know, we already done had people lose their life on Facebook if everybody don't know. You know, we done seen that and everybody followed things like that. And it started off Facebook beef, this girl talking about this girl, man. And who's to say that she already knew her man before she even got her Facebook page? So, you know, it's a lot of mixed feelings. And like I said, you know, me and my wife, we was kind of like, working on that part right now that, you know, we were just going to delete all our Facebook stuff and just get off Facebook and all that, because it was a lot of problems come about behind that right there. Like, as in, a lot of people just want to comment on things that, you know, we got going in our relationship, ask us all kind of questions, and then, you know, somebody else will comment on it, and then, you know, it'll one thing, hey, you know him, or hey, she your friend, or hey, he your friend, or, you know, where this person come from, or anything. So I really feel like Facebook is the devil in so many words. But, you know, it's like I just get on there now just to really just pray for everybody, repost and stuff like that. I see somebody post their feelings, post their emotions, or even negative things, you know, like you got people my age, people that's younger than me, and then, like, everybody on my page I know, you know, like, I don't accept nobody as a friend if I've never been in front of this person, talked to this person, I know this person, like, I'm not going to say very well, but, you know, well enough to know that, you know, it's something that I can actually change with prayer, or, you know, I can actually reach out to this person on the low and talk to. But I'm like, now it's like it took off and got so crazy, because it wasn't like this when I first got on there. You know, it really wasn't. But now I'm just, you know, like I say, I'm thinking about just deleting all this Facebook stuff, because you can't help everybody. But all we can do at the end of the day is kind of smile on the back, put our feet up, and do our part. So, hey, that's where I stand on it.
Yeah,
Facebook has seriously gotten ridiculous. I mean, I've seen people soliciting, you know, oh, well, I got these food stamps for sale, or, you know, I got this green for sale. Are you serious? You know, that's illegal. That's not cool for you to do that. That's not okay.
That's like an open, well, you know, it's like you're in the real world talking. So some people are recklessly talking, period. So, I mean, they're doing it on the websites. They're doing it in public. They're doing it everywhere. And it's sad to say that. I mean, I believe it was actually set up just for friends to meet. Like he said, when he got out of jail, he found out, you know, you want to find out, like, hey, where's my old friends? You know, like, who are some, you know, where are some of my family members? You know, I just want to say hi. You know, you want to wake up sometime and say hi. So that's the whole purpose of it. You just wake up and say hi to, you, like, some of your friends, you know, people that you really know. But people
are used to it. You know, I have family all over the United States, you know, so it's nice to be able to get on Facebook and see how their life is treating them, you know, and just people you haven't talked to, people I went to middle school with, high school with, you know, that I'm not in touch with anymore. You know, that's what it's set up for.
But see, that's why I said it's actually set up for, you know, being, you know, just keeping in touch. But it got so out of hand. That's why I'm saying, like, a lot of people are finding it hard to, like, even be friends with their mate. You know what I'm saying? That's the person you lay next to every day of your life. Your significant other is the person you're laying next to, and you can't even be friends with them on the website because somebody else is picking at you or trying to make it hard for your relationship or, you know, just being messy. I mean, it is free to say whatever you want to say, but, I mean, keep it limited. You know, if you wouldn't be saying that while you're sitting, you know, I don't know.
Right.
That's why I'm asking y'all.
Right.
That's why we're on street talk.
Right.
It's out of hand. It's got out of hand because, I mean, it's to the point where sometimes, like, some people are saying that, hey, I can't be friends with my significant other because I'm cheating. You know what I'm saying? And my girlfriend might get on there and say something, you know what I'm saying, to my wife, or my boyfriend might say something to my little dip, you know what I'm saying? But it's not supposed to go down like that. It's really supposed to just be for fun. And that goes with people gaining respect for themselves and watching what you do and, you know, just being self-conscious. That goes back to like, principles, having principles and respect for yourself. Because if everybody respected themselves, they wouldn't be doing all that little shabby things and they wouldn't have too much to hide. And then they wouldn't be on other people's pages, you know, saying negative things. And, I mean, you know that if you're going with somebody that you're not supposed to be going with 13 or 14 people, but, you know, everybody, you know, in the real world, the dating world, people are dating. Nobody, you know, people are not, people that's not married are able to have more than one friend, you know what I'm saying? But you're not dating them and you're not watching the things that you're doing with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't put, like, it's like, it should be okay for you to, if you have a boyfriend, it should be okay for you to be boyfriends and girlfriends on the web. But if you have five or six boyfriends and girlfriends, it's like unexplainable. You can't cheat on the web because everybody's in love, you know what I'm saying? And you should be okay to share a picture of you and your boyfriend, and then, you know, but that's her boyfriend too, and that's a problem. You get what I'm saying? I mean, do anybody understand what I'm saying? Like, but then at the same time, you have to realize that everybody that's single is single, and if you're not in a committed relationship, then it should be okay to just share. You know what I'm saying? Share what you're feeling. But that goes along with people lying to each other. On Facebook, you can't lie. I mean, if you go out with somebody, you have to really go with that person because, I mean, everybody else going to see it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I asked the question. To each his own, but that's why I asked the question. Is it okay to be friends with your mate or your spouse on the internet, but it has to be actually your mate or your spouse if you look at it? You get what I'm saying? You can't be doing all this undercover cheating stuff because, I mean, you have to keep in mind that if you're going to be dating people and you're single, you have to tell everybody that you're dating that you're single. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So do y'all kind of get the big picture of what I'm trying to put out here? If you're single, you're single. And if you're in a relationship, you're in a relationship, whether you're on the social sites or if you're in person. And if you can't be my friend on Facebook, you can't be my friend.
You can't be my man. In my bed.
Yeah, you don't have to be laying in my bed if you can't be my friend on social sites.
No. What did you mean? What are you trying to hide? That's the only reason I can see why mates can't be friends. What are you trying to hide? You know, if you weren't trying to hide, that's the thing why, you know. Because the thing is, the way I feel is, if somebody does say something out of line to you, then I shouldn't even have to say nothing to them. You need to let them know, you know, now don't come at me like that because my girl be on her. You know what I'm saying? My wife is on here. So I shouldn't have to say nothing to nobody about nothing. So it shouldn't even be a problem. But if you don't want to be a friend with me, what are you hiding? I've seen people who have five and six Facebook pages.
Yep.
What are you doing? You're not that many people. You know, when they have certain, know them by this name, you know, and there's certain people who know them by that name, not even thinking that it's messy females and guys out here that's going to tag you in certain comments. You know what I'm saying? Once your name is tagged, your friends going to see, you know what I'm saying, what they're saying.
Yeah, and it's going to go down. And people don't realize, like, people say, okay, well, I can't be friends with you on Facebook. If you can't be friends with me on Facebook, or if you can't be friends with me on Twitter, if you can't be friends with me on MySpace, and we're in a relationship in the real world, then you need to go back and check the fact that you're friends with them in the real world or in a relationship with them in the real world, because it's something that they're not being truthful about. That's why I wanted to have this discussion tonight, because I've been running into so many women that saying, hey, already, I can't even, me and my dude, it's okay. We can't be friends on Facebook because, you know, he don't want, you know, he want to keep down the drama. Now, the drama is he's not really your dude, and he's really disrespecting you. And at some point, you have to stand up and stand up for your respect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We as women, we tend to be quiet a little, you know, because I don't want to lose him, and I don't want him to be upset with me, and I don't want him to be mad at me. I mean, don't get me wrong, because a lot of women are bossing up too and doing the same thing to these dudes out here. But at some point, if you can't be friends with me on the social media, you can't be friends with me in my bed. People have to learn to say no.
They know that social media, that's putting it out there in the world. You know what I'm saying? So if you ain't representing me to the world, then what you mean? We don't need to be together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And so with all this being said on tonight, that's what I wanted to bring out, child, because, I mean, at some point we want to start standing up. Like, I like the way your man came on her and totally said, hey, I set up her page. I mean, you know, and we going to be friends. Like, we know y'all friends. That's just like if I go down the street, if you my man and we riding down the street together and somebody else see us, is it going to be a problem?
Exactly.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Is it going to be a problem? And so I won't, you
yes,
know, I won't.
Don't know.
You,
exactly.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I was trying to hear what you had to say. Go ahead. No, I must have lost my caller. But like I'm saying, like, anybody that can hear my voice or anybody that plays this back, y'all need to know that if a person can't accept you on a social media site, take 10 steps back and say, hey, you need to look into that friendship or relationship that you're drawing with them. Because, I mean, to each his own. Single people are really single in real life. And at some point you have to know that y'all are all just dating each other. And, I mean, you date a person in order to become the reason you date people is to become some kind of a relationship to where you getting ready to get married sooner or later. But I mean, some people are not even looking into getting married or nothing like that. So they don't care whether they're friends with you on the social site, whether they're friends with you at home or not. You know what I'm saying? They just looking to just chill. You know what I'm saying? But I wanted to do this show tonight because I came into contact with a lot of people that saying, you know, Reddy, what you think? Like, what you think about this? Like, my dude was, like, we're cool. Like, we're all in there. You know, we've been together for, like, 3 or 4 months now, but, like, when I go on his page, like, he tell me, like, he won't even accept my request. When I push add friend, he seems to find a reason to talk me out of trying to be his friend on there. He's saying, well, you know, I don't want to do that yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, and, like, I got a baby mama that might not like you and all this here. And at some point you got to say, well, the baby mama needs to know, like, you still going with the baby mama? You know, you have to start reconsidering. You got to consider some of the stuff people tell you nowadays and stop trying to hide the fact that what they're telling you basically is the truth. Like, that baby mama that can't see you on Facebook, that's because he's still probably going over and spending the night with the baby mama. You know what I'm saying? He probably still going with
that. Like, so what? If we wasn't dating, that mean you would accept my friend request? What are you saying? That makes no sense at all.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Make it make sense. That don't make sense. I don't care how you word it. That does not make sense.
Yeah, and I mean, you have people that's actually talking. They mates into it, like saying, well, hey, they making it make sense to them. You get what I'm – y'all kind of get what I'm saying? They making it make sense to them. They talking them into, like – I mean, I've had girls that say, well, ready, I'm telling you, he's a real good guy, but, I mean, he just don't want me to be his friend online. I'm like, no, if he can't be your friend online, he can't be your friend in the bedroom. Like, are you giving him
a – he obviously ain't that good of a guy. You know, he ain't good of a guy.
Yeah, what kind of friend can y'all be? Because, I mean, if you can't be my friend online, you sure can't be my friend in the house. That's like out of hand. That's way out of hand. But you have people that's actually talking themselves. Like I told y'all, people are talking themselves into that. They're actually talking themselves into it. They're saying it's okay. Because, I mean, just because I can't be his friend on Facebook or just because I can't be his friend on Twitter, I mean, he's still laying next to me in the bed. And I'm saying,
how does that make how does that make you feel? You know, exactly. So what? I'm like one of them. That means I'm one of them drive-through females. You know, you can't take me out to no restaurant. We got to go through the drive-through because you don't want nobody else to know that we together. What? So what? Are you ashamed of me? Am I not? You don't think I'm worthy to? You know? What are you saying?
That's the careful one. That's the careful one, and you know the careful one gets to go through the most pain.
Say it again.
Huh?
What'd you say?
I was asking her to repeat it because I didn't hear it. What she say? That's the who?
I'm like
drive-through female. You know, you can't take me inside the restaurant. You know what I'm saying? You just take me through the drive-through because you don't want nobody else to know that we're together, or you don't want to offend nobody else. Worry about offending me. You know, you ashamed of me or something?
See,
yeah.
That's
what take me through the drive-through and give me a hamburger. No, it don't work like that. Now we need to go inside. I need somebody. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, let somebody see me at some point.
It's not gonna work for me. I'm sorry. No.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get to ask questions. What you trying to say?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like, so you think I'm ugly?
And that's where the problem coming in at.
You embarrassed me?
That's what I'm saying.
You ashamed of me. You know, you embarrassed me. You don't want people to know we together. Why not? I'm good enough for you to lay up with, but I'm not good enough for you to let people know that you with me.
Yeah, that's not right. Good, and that makes you feel uncomfortable, and that's why a lot of these girls are going into these emotional breakdowns and stuff like that. I mean, and even guys, I came into contact with guys that are saying, like, ready. Like, my girl is all over the internet. She got her little, you know, they got her little booty shorts on and stuff. She's taking pictures on the internet. I'm taking the pictures for her. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking the pictures for her, and she's putting them on there. And, but I can't go on there and like them because, like, she said, like, her baby daddy or her sister them gonna get mad or, her, you know, her mom and them don't want me to be her friend on Facebook. I'm like, it just don't work for me. It just don't work for me, y'all. Reddit might be wrong, but it just don't work for me.
Yeah, I might be wrong. I feel the same way.
No, that's crazy.
Yep. Well, we're boiling down to our last 5 minutes. And I want to say thank y'all for calling Street Talk. And I'm trying to see, do anybody have any announcements to make? Trishon, do you have any announcements that you would like to make on tonight?
Well, not really any announcements. I just want to, you know, tell everybody to be blessed and, you know, just just have respect for yourself. You know, people going to treat you the way you let them treat you. So if you don't accept that, then they're not even going to come to you with it. You know, you got to let them know what you're going to accept and what you're not going to accept. And my thing is, I'm a queen. I feel like I'm a queen, and I accept nothing less than your all, your best, you know. So, you know, other women, and just not even women, other people, period, need to feel the same way, you know. You can't just do me in a way. It's not okay.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right. I agree. I totally agree with what you just said. People should not let people do them any kind of way, because you are the queen of the crop if that person is with you. You know, Claudette, do you have anything that you would like to say? Any announcements or anything that you would like to say on that topic, touch on that topic real deep?
Well, no, I don't have any announcements or anything. It was a good topic. This is my first time calling, so, and I liked it. It was pretty cool. I feel like social media is what you make it, and I feel like I really agree with you when you said if you can't be friends with me on social media, how can you be it in real life? Like, it's like we can't, you don't want to tell nobody, and we out in public together, but you can't tell nobody that we are together. Like, it can't be known. That was what was up, because I feel like that's really what it is. But I feel like social media is only what you make it, and if you make it drama-filled, that's what it will be. And if you make it peaceful, that's what it'll be as well. And it can be like that in a relationship, too. Because if you can't be friends on Facebook, then neither one of y'all need to have a Facebook, period. If you can't be friends on social media, neither one of y'all need to have one. And just, you know, do your thing like that. It'll be more peaceful.
It'll be way more peaceful.
Thanks for having me.
I agree with you on that as well, and I appreciate you for calling in. And you are a newbie, and we want you to continue to call Street Talk, because we are here, like I said, every Friday night from 8 to 9. We do have other talk shows as well that come on during the week that you all can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Granny's Place. And see what all we're having during the week. I don't have them right in front of my face. I'm going to start keeping them right in front of my face so that we can, so that I can share them with my listeners and my callers, because I do want y'all to join into some of those sites as well. They have one talk show where they're talking about marriage and everything. They have one that's free on the inside. Then they have My Sister, My Friend, and things of that nature. And they're very interesting. They have very interesting topics, and y'all can go on and speak with them and listen to them. It's nothing more, you know. Peaches, did you have anything that you wanted to say on that topic or any announcements? Okay, I think she hung up. Any other callers have anything that they would like to see?
Yeah, well, I did want to state as well that my husband is probably going to be starting his God Family Blog Talk on the whatever open day that is that we have, that we don't have one going on. So we'll keep y'all posted on what's going on with that, so y'all know when to tune in when we have it up and running.
Okay, that'll be great. That'll be great. We have 1 minute left. And I would like to say thank you all for calling Blog Talk, Street Talk on tonight. We're on live, like I said before, every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Y'all invite other people to call and listen to us and talk. If they don't want to talk, they can listen. I want to say a prayer. Thank you, O great Jehovah, for allowing us to come on to Street Talk on tonight and open up and tell people about what's going on in the world and sharing our thoughts and our opinions. And I want to say, please shield us and help us throughout our week. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you all for calling Street Talk. We're y'all live, we're ready on Friday nights. Thanks, bye-bye. Y'all have a nice night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.